Richmond newspaper for Sunday, January 23rd, 1921, contains a rather interesting column written by Dr. C.A. Bryce. It describes a prolonged effort to identify a beautiful young girl he saw in a window late one evening as he passed down a street in Jackson Ward. 'Twas past midnight on a blustery November evening when Dr. Bryce first learned of a mysterious house in Jackson Ward. Under the overcast sky and the night where the gloom was intensified by the absence of all pedestrians, except for himself and a messenger who was conducting him to some poor sufferer. But the messenger started a long way around to the patient's home. And when pressed, he told the doctor he had no intention of walking in the same block where that old house stood, an old house that was haunted. Well, finally, the doctor won out. They passed the house with apprehension, but much to the relief of the messenger, nothing happened. But Dr. Bryce was intrigued. He decided upon a closer look later. Upon a return from seeing the patient, the doctor strolled closer to the old house with its half-open front door. It was about that time that he began to think he actually saw something white and small moving across the porch floor. But before he could be sure, it disappeared. The doctor decided it was his mind's eye that created it, and he walked on home. For about 2 years after that, Dr. Bryce saw or heard nothing further about that old house. But then, early one morning, about 2, the doctor was passing by the house, enjoying the clearing skies and the freshness of the air after an early thunderstorm. Dr. Bryce says by coincidence, he glanced upward to the sashes opening in the upper story, just as a brilliant gleam of moonlight fell on the doors and the windows, and there he beheld the face of a beautiful young girl clad in night clothes and hair being blown fitfully through the open sash by the wind. But before he could utter an exclamation, the apparition was gone. The next day, Dr. Bryce took a friend with him to explore the entire premises, but it was evident no human had been there in years. The dust was undisturbed in the rooms. And try as he may, the doctor could not learn who the last occupants of the house were or when it was left vacant. No one in Richmond seemed to know. About 5 more years went by. Dr. Bryce couldn't put the vision of the young girl out of his mind. He kept inquiring. And finally, an old gentleman in his 70s, who virtually lived the life of a hermit in a cabin to the rear of a lot adjacent to the old deserted house, sent for the doctor. The old man told Dr. Bryce how foreigners had been the home's last occupants many years ago, and how they had kept to themselves, and how at one time he and his mother had been employed there. And the old man recalled there was a lovely young daughter who apparently had been seeing a young man of whom the father did not approve. And one day, the young man came to the home, and there was a quarrel between the father and the young man. The story has it, the young man demanded satisfaction, and the father chose to duel him in New Orleans. And then one day, the daughter turned quite pale as she read a newspaper and fell into a dead faint. Her mother grabbed the paper, looked at it, and screamed. "Scream like somebody wild," said the old man. Although he didn't know what they had read, the old man theorized it was probably an account of either one or both of the gentleman's death. No one ever again heard from either man. The daughter took to her bed, where she proceeded to waste away. And from what Dr. Bryce learned from the old man, the face that he had seen at the window had been that of the young girl. It must have been, for it was looking out of the window of the room where the old man said she died. Looking out, Dr. Bryce recalled, as though she might see her lost lover returning to her, and returning after all the years of that deserted, storm-swept street. And according to the old man, her last words had been, "Tell Ori I'll always be waiting for him at the window."
Interesting tale is unfolded in the June 29 edition of an 1890 Richmond newspaper. Seems a young man was strolling near 5th and Lee Streets in Richmond when he passed a vacant and silent-looking house. At an upper window, his astonished eyes gazed upon the solemn face of a sad-eyed hooded nun peering out. The melancholy steadiness of those eyes looking down on him from their frame of black veiling left him with only one conscious impulse. Release the prisoner. Release the prisoner.
So, bounding up those trackless, dust-covered steps, he tried in vain to open the front door.
There was a for sale sign tacked upon it.
In spite of the late hour, the man persuaded a real estate agent to bring keys, and together they would free the nun. The agent came, obviously deciding to favor the lunatic. But even with darkness coming, the two could make out the face of the nun as they pressed close. Bravely, they entered the old house. Across the carpetless floor they went, and then up the rickety stairs. Into a room where they expected to find a miserable, frightened woman for them to release. There was none. Every indication, every cobweb, each particle of dust told them no one had been there. But they couldn't account for the eerie feeling about them. Each swore that something undefined moved around with them, just enough to disturb the waves of air that came in contact with their bodies. They left. The next day, in the unimaginative clearness of the daylight, and for all of those who cared or dared to look, was the unmovable, steady, pleading stare of the solemn, black-veiled nun. Within 2 weeks, every house in the block was vacated. People shunned the area as surely as if it were a spawning ground for smallpox. The newspaper account says there were several attempts made to burn down the old home, but they only resulted in police patrols being added. Finally, a decision was made to dismantle the house which had brought so much annoyance and mental discord. The sad-eyed nun was shattered in her image existence upon the window pane and driven back into a proper sphere. In the shades of some deserted cloister, or the clammy realms of a sealed vault, where she could look beseechingly out through the rusted iron bars and win sympathy from bats and owls. While Fifth Street returned to normalcy.
On Main Street, there's the old house known as the Glasgow House. Writer Ellen Glasgow lived there. The story or legend connected with it has it the famed writer was working on a novel when her death came. And there are several Richmonders who will reluctantly reveal they've been in the old house and heard typing coming from an upstairs room. But upon investigation, they found nothing. Not many years ago, when a guest arrived for a visit, there's a report he saw an attractive lady standing on the landing of the stairs. Not thinking too much of it, other than that she may be another guest. He saw a portrait in another room of Ellen Glasgow. And he swore the lady on the landing wore the same dress and looked just like Ellen Glasgow.
In the far west end of the city, there's a fashionable neighborhood that's had its share of mystery and what one neighbor calls just plain bad luck. Several accidental deaths and at least one suicide have occurred in that area. And sitting among these homes is one which has special significance. It goes back to the turn of the century when an opera singer was the owner and she disappeared. No one knew why. The house was given to a couple after standing vacant for a great length of time. And one day, while excavating for a garden in the backyard, the body of the opera singer was uncovered. Apparently, she had been murdered. Intrigued by the developments, a story was pieced together by the couple, which indicated the opera singer's maid had vanished about that same time. And had she, too, fallen victim to some fiendish killer? Had she killed the opera singer, hastily buried the body, and then fled? We cannot answer, for there is not enough information. We've been unable to link any of these stories to any old newspapers, even dating back to the late 1800s. And those who know, or indicate they may know, won't say. But the man who presently lives in the home says the old girl is still around. He says the house has often stayed empty for long periods of time, and that people who've rented it in the past have heard strange noises, and that unusual things have occurred. He says the spirit of the opera singer has been heard playing an organ in the upstairs room. Once, he says, police rushed the house surrounding it, and they had supposedly received several phone calls from neighbors, but the neighbors had seen a woman in a luminous white gown walking in the backyard. The police found nothing, and the man said he saw or heard nothing. He says money has had a strange way of turning up in the house, and the opera singer was, according to his story, relatively well off. And apparently enjoys rewarding those who still maintain her home. The man living there now says in spite of the stories and the weird noises, he's comfortable there, like he belongs.
Richmond Revisited continues in a moment on WLEE.